the studio right now here at WKY. It's live and in living color. Chris Arduzer and George Cunningham. Hello, guys.
How you doing, man?
We're so glad you made it down from Lexington. We're going to talk about all these different groups.
No, we made it down to Lexington.
That's right.
Sorry.
Don't ever correct your host.
No, that's okay.
I've already broken a rule.
It's okay. The age is starting to creep in. You guys have been members of all these different groups, including the Bears, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes and all these different songs you perform with these different guys. But you've got a new solo record out called Hapless. We'll hear a song from that momentarily. But what are you going to play for us first, Chris?
We are going to play a song from the last Bears record. It was released last year. The record was called Eureka, and apparently the station played the record quite a bit.
That is true.
We love that. We love you, and we're going to play this song called Keep Your Own Counsel. Two, oh, one, two.
I scrimped and I saved till I had so much. I began to feel brave, but I fell in with some hustlers, and I almost entertained their offer, but I kept my own counsel. It was
my money.
It was my time. A dime. They talked smooth, they seemed real, but they were out for all that they could steal. Money, power, minutes, so I kept my own counsel. It was
my money.
It was my time. Keep your own counsel, or you won't have a dime.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just broke a string, so I'll play some rhythm on my guitar.
The still small voice whispered soft and told me which stop to get off. The still small voice whispered soft and told me which stop to get off, and I kept my own counsel. It was
my money.
It was my time. Keep your own counsel, or you won't have a dime.
That was a 1.5-piece band.
proof of being a true professional. The man pulled it off in spite of the fact that he broke one of four strings on his guitar.
And, yes.
It's Chris Arduzer.
That's
and,
a 25% reduction.
Yes. Yes. And it's still just as
Dag
good.
Dag nabbit. Darn it all. He
George
thought to
Cunningham
himself.
Here on WKY, where NPR rocks, by the way, at 91.3. And got to ask you about this guitar. That is an unusual instrument you have there. Having been a person that's not really been around too much, I haven't seen too many four-string guitars. Well, now three. But four-string guitar. This harmony. How old is that?
It's worth even more now that there's only three.
Tell us about that instrument.
It's called a tenor guitar. And they were built way, way back in the turn of the century when jazz bands got tired of having a banjo playing them. Now, can you imagine that? Who'd ever get sick of hearing a banjo play?
I don't know.
This was in the days before Tylenol and Advil, mind you.
So people got sick of it. So this instrument was built so the fellows that knew how to play tenor banjo could play tenor guitar, and it sound better, but they wouldn't have to learn any new chords or anything. And I, of course, have just appropriated it for my own devious needs.
And George, I noticed that you're playing the same brand of guitar.
It's a Harmony.
Not quite as old, though. Now, is that on purpose? Are you guys playing the same brand of instruments for some reason? It just worked out.
Yeah, we can't afford really expensive instruments. We make our living playing music, therefore we can't afford these. Yeah.
Speaking of making a living, talk about spreading it around. Not only do you have this wonderful new solo CD called Hapless.
I do.
And if you want to find out more about that, how would someone do that online, Chris?
Well, the simplest way would to just go be to go to cdbaby.com.
Okay. All right. And it's called Hapless. Chris Arduser, and if you want the spelling, that's A-R-D-U-S-E-R. In addition to that, you've been a member and the founding member, as a matter of fact, of various groups out of the Cincinnati area. Let me see if I get this in chronological order. It was the Raisins, then it was the Psychodots, and then it was the Bears.
Well, it's actually so convoluted, it's ridiculous.
Either way, it's been an incredible journey for you, and you've been doing some wonderful songwriting all the way through.
Well, I thank you so much, sir. I'm desperately trying to tune up my guitar.
I understand, and I'm filling for you, baby.
Yeah, and you're doing a great job.
I just want to mention that the songwriting has been interesting. I've been checking out all these different songs from so many different combinations of musicians. You are a pop songwriter. Am I right here?
And when you say pop, I hope you mean it in the good way.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. I would say that that is what I am. I grew up listening to the Beatles and the Kinks and the Who, and it was the greatest music I ever heard. It lit my brain on fire when I was 5 years old, and I just wanted to make that sound, and I figured out how to do it.
So when you sit down, you're thinking verse, chorus,
bridge.
Yeah, and it works every single time.
You know, it does. Although the only thing I'll say is occasionally I'll start out with a chorus and then go to the verse.
Okay.
And I'm not being a wiseacre.
No,
I'm
not at all, buddy. What about the songwriting process for you? What is the philosophy behind your songwriting, Chris?
Usually I don't want to do I don't want to repeat something that I've heard. My favorite example is when Pete Townsend started writing the early singles for The Who. You think of, like, my generation. Well, I'd never really heard anything like that before. I mean, the Beatles sang great love songs and even some great, you know, sort of rebellious, angry tunes. But my generation took it to some level that I had never heard before. I mean, they really sounded like they did not care what you thought about them. And then later, Pictures of Lily, a song about, well, I can't really think I can discuss what the subject matter of that song.
It's okay.
But these are, I Can See for Miles, intense jealousy taken to the point of, you know, madness. And for a young lad such as myself, born in the late 50s, I just couldn't believe that people were talking about this in three-minute pop songs. So that's my model. I want to write about stuff that is not entirely the normal path.
As far as this new record goes, Hapless, which you can find out more about by going to what page is that?
cdbaby.com.
There you go. From what I understand, it's dedicated to luckless women and unfortunate men, right?
Indeed, sir.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Well, I started putting the record together, and I probably had about five or six finished tracks, and they were getting mixed, and I realized, oh, every single one of these songs is sort of like a scenario of a bad news or something really went wrong in this person's life, and it's not like I'm not poking fun at all. It's just what happens when you live on Earth for long enough.
Hangman's knot.
Yes.
Washing my conscience clean.
Indeed.
And let's see, another one. Drag It Out, The Monster I Created.
Yes.
You're playing that one here at WKY.
I'm so thrilled about that.
We're thrilled about it, too. We love each other here.
And, it's a love fest.
And, you know, Hapless, which means having no luck, also includes a song called Better Than You. And how's that string feeling to you there? Is it good? Are you good?
Let me just yank it one more time. We yank our strings to make sure they stay in tune. Really.
Yeah, I just never trust a string, period. But
well, you don't trust anything, do you?
John, are you allowed to say yank your string on the radio?
Hey now! Hey!
You can't say string on the radio.
String. Oh, okay.
This is the yank string theory we're discussing.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking with Chris Arduzer and George Cunningham. They came down from Cincinnati here to Lexington. Chris has a new CD. It's a wonderful collection of songs called Hapless. And you can find out more about it at cdbaby.com. And we're going to hear another song from that CD right now called Better Than You. And here he is, Chris Arduzer, George Cunningham on WUKY.
Remember the day when they made me king. I swore I'd step down when the people learned to sing. Well, the people formed a choir, but I don't like their tune. So yes, I'm leaving, but not anytime soon. 'Cause I'm better than you, and you should know that by now. I'm better than you, and I run this town. Well, they sing every night outside my gate, songs of envy and songs of hate. Well, they say I'm shut off, and they say I'm tuned out, and they say there's little that I'm concerned about. 'Cause I'm better than you, guess you know that by now. Yes, I'm better than you, and I run this town. I live in splendor, and you work in the dirt. Why should I lift a finger if one of you gets hurt? Well, I'm better than you, I guess you know that by now. Yes, I'm better than you, and my family owns this town. Yeah, I'm better than you, and I'm keeping my crown.
Live music from Chris Arduzer and his buddy George Cunningham. They're both from Queen City. That would be Cincinnati. And Chris has a new CD out. It's his third, called Hapless. Find out more about it online at cdbaby.com. It's a good one. We do
Thanks,
appreciate
sir.
It. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work. And by the way, you can find out more about the other groups that he has been a member of, like the Raisins, Psychodots, and Bears, by going to what website?
Go to thebearsmusic.com. There you go. You'll find everything you need.
There you go. Thank you so much for stopping by, guys.
Thanks, man.
The Tonic theme was written and performed by Melanie Johnson.